Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Magnolia Public Regular Board of Directors meetings. My name is Jennifer Lara, and I'm the Executive Assistant here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, two brief reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you are a member of the public and you would wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, please state your name before speaking. And with that, we'll commence today's meeting. Today is Thursday, May 27th, and the time is 6:05 p.m. Since our board chair, Rabbi Belek, will be joining late, Dr. Yapanol, may you please call the meeting to order.
Jennifer, I am not in a situation to lead the meeting. I let you before, right? Somebody else has to take over. Mekan is here.
I'm here.
Yeah, Mekan, would you take over, please? I am not in a position to lead this meeting because of some other stuff.
Okay, Mr. Mohamedov.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for that, Dr. Yablon. Mr. Mohamedov, can you please call the meeting to order?
Hi, this is Mekan Mohamedov. Today is May 27th, and I call a Magnolia Public School Board Special Board meeting to the order.
Thank you for that, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll record attendance to establish quorum. Rabbi Beliak? Dr. Yapanol?
Here.
Dr. Dikbas?
Here. But one correction, this is not special board meeting, right? This is regular board meeting.
Correct, it is a regular board meeting.
Thank you.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Here.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. We have quorum to continue today's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. Just so our board and the public is made aware, we will be tabling two items. Those items are action items 2A, 2021 through 22 pay raise scales for teachers, non-classroom based academic personnel and school leaders, as well as we are tabling action item 2D, 2021 through 22 uniform RFP winning bid selection. Our staff will give context regarding why these two items are being tabled. So with action item 2A, Mr. Sawad Ajar, may you please give context regarding the tabling of this item?
Actually, this is Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO, Superintendent Magnolia Public Schools. So good evening, board members, Magnolia family, our community. So I will quickly touch on both of them, just so obviously, because they're both interrelated. So both of them are being tabled for a later date, just because, as all of you know, the governor did come out with his May revise on May 14, and with that, the governor has been working with the legislature, both the assembly and the Senate, to come to some agreements. And with that, some of these agreements do have a fiscal impact, not only on our scales, which for this specific item is the scales for teachers, non-classroom based academic personnel and school leaders, but also on any item specific to any funding for services or resources that we are giving our community. So as we get to June 15th, which is the day the legislature needs to present a budget to the governor, then we will have more info and we will be able to confidently say that what you see before you is a true reflection of the funding that we will be receiving for 21-22. So we expect to bring action item 2A to Tuesday's board meeting, and then the one for the RFP for the uniform, that one we will bring before the board at the June 10th board meeting. So with that, I'm open to any questions specific to us tabling both of these items. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. For minutes purposes, Rabbi Beliak joined us at 6:07 p.m. Hi, Rabbi Beliak.
Greetings. Excuse my tardiness.
Is there any questions from our board in regards to the tabling of these two items? If not, Mr. Rubalcaba or staff, do you want to add in anything before we make the motion of approving the agenda?
No, thank you. Let's proceed.
Got it, thank you. So with that being said, the going back to the approval of the agenda, the motion is to approve the agenda with the amendment of tabling action items 2A and 2D. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Rabbi Billick. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Billick?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Dikbas?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as amended. Next, we'll move forward with the public comments. Just a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you're a member of the public and you'd wish to give a comment, you may unmute yourself now.
Good evening, board members. Jennifer, do you want me to, show the pictures from the event and talk about the California Distinguished School piece right now? This is Principal Source from MSA San Diego.
Yes.
Hey, Gokhan, how are you, Gokhan? So let me go first, and then I'll hand it over to you, if you don't mind.
No worries, please go ahead.
All right, with that, Jen, if you could announce the next item, and then I will turn it over to Gokhan.
Okay, before going further, is there anyone else that may have a public comment?
Yeah, I do. My name is Andre Roberson.
Yes, you can state your comment.
Thank you. First of all, I just want to just say thank you to MSA Santa Ana for all the wonderful work that they've done with Power of One Foundation and Official No One Left Behind. Our partnership has continued to have impact into the community. I'd really like to thank Mr. Rubalcaba for coming to MSA last week and the other board members that came to MSA to thank us as well as the teachers that were there for the community during COVID-19 and the students, because the students were, they really needed us. And being there for them was an honor for our foundation. So we want to thank Stephen, the principal at MSA Santa Ana, for all his wonderful openness and everything that he's given to our foundation, and how MSA Santa Ana has just partnered with us on a family level and allowed us to really do joint ventures together that really have great impact for the community, and the students love it. So thank you so much, MSA Santa Ana and MSA as a whole.
Thank you so much, Andre. This is Umit. I had the pleasure of having a coffee with you, and I would love to continue this conversation and this cooperation. Thanks so much for everything you do for our students.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and I'm also a proud basketball coach of MSA Santa Ana, so I look forward to it. And, well, you know, we want to get some other games with some of the other MSA schools and put a tournament together as we get our squads together in the fall. So thank you guys so much. You know, it's an honor to work with you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Any further comment from the members of the public?
Hi, my name is Stephen Keskinder, principal for Santa Ana. I have also two comments. One is I really want to thank our board members and our CEO for coming on 2 days, actually, one for elementary, one for secondary. Our teachers, they really appreciated the visit and talking to them and having some time with them. That was really nice. Thanks for that. I also want to thank the Power of One Foundation. It was really helpful during this timeline. Every Wednesday, we distributed 1,500 meals to the community which is a great addition, and the community actually appreciated that as well. My the other item is we had career day last week, and our congressman Lau Correa was our speaker at that time. So we have the YouTube video for that. I will just share you. If you have time, you can watch it. It's a really nice one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Keskin-Turk. Any further comments from the public? Perfect. If not, then we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, for the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and board members, I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. And I want to say thank you to both Andre and Stephen. I don't think any of us could have ever imagined the work that they've been doing together at Santa Ana to distribute meals, distribute diapers, to provide a safety net for our community. So for that, we are indebted to not only Andre, but Stephen for all of their hard work. And it was great to see the whole team together last week with the board to celebrate the success. And I just wanna say that let's continue the great work and partnership. And you know, there's nothing but great things yet to come. So thank you. And with that, it's a perfect segue for our next item. As all of you are aware, our school, Magnolia Science Academy San Diego, was recognized as a California Distinguished School. And with that, we've been celebrating for quite a while. And that's deservingly, because whenever you are recognized as a California Distinguished School, that means that you put in a lot of great effort and dedication to serving our communities and our students. So for that, I just wanted everyone that didn't get a chance to go to San Diego and be with the staff, I just wanted to share, not the pictures yet, if you could go to just the first one, which would be the letter that actually has the names of the staff. So I just want to, on public record, be able to say on behalf of all of us that we're proud. So with that, I would love to read this specific letter. Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors and the CEO Superintendent proudly recognizes MSA San Diego community, including teachers, administrators, employees, students, and families, for being recognized by the California Department of Education as a 2021 California Distinguished School. We proudly recognize these individuals: Latif Arslan, Rosalie Beck, Alexander Oxford, Stephen Pendergrass, Caitlin Lupo, Michael Thomas Maines, Christopher William Wirtz, Ali Auer Reyes, Caitlin Susan Wright, Carla Christine White, Megan Elizabeth Bailey Tracy, Cassandra Lynn Jackson, Christina Audra Pillar Hereford Watkins, Michael Paul Swift, Rachel King, Amy J. Eisenhower Omholt, Lucas Yen Suska, Issa Killick, Keisha Rose Malone, Doug Richard McCullough, Jared Layton Blake Elchin, Brianna Kathleen Jauregui, Halik Al Dennis, Gokhan Serge, Megan Craig, Cornelio Palilio Egazani, Rebecca Appenfelder, Gibran Perez, Brittany Lynn Smith, Gulhan Mariam Shakir, Monica Duran, Pamela Andrea Garrido, Socorro Susana Davila, Denise Kokulu. So thank you for your amazing and congratulations on such an accomplishment. On behalf of myself and our board of directors, we just want to say thank you and congratulations again. And with that, I would like to turn it over to GoCon. Yes, applause, applause, applause. So with that, I do want to turn it over to GoCon to share some of the things that happened that day, and then turn it over to our board to say a couple words. So with that, our wonderful principal, GoCon Sirs, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Alfredo. This is GoCancers, principal at MSA San Diego. We are so proud to be recognized as a California Distinguished School. You know, this is actually a very good testament and a seal of approval for all the hard work that our staff, students, parents, home office, and our board members, they have been putting over the years to make the school successful. We went through a lot of hoops over the years, all the way, you know, from facility changes to actually a lot of staffing changes during that process, community changes due to the move. But as a result of all those things, I think our community just got stronger and stronger, and we worked harder to accomplish and receive this wonderful recognition. Now, I want to thank our board members and home office team for hosting a celebration dinner on Friday, May 21st. If we go to the next slide. So you will see here pictures that we actually followed all the COVID-19 guidelines and still celebrated with a wonderful dinner. And also our board members presented some gifts and certificates for our staff. Also, yesterday, if you can go to the next slide. Yesterday, we actually had an event, a California-wide event, to celebrate all the schools that are recognized for California Distinguished School or National Blue Ribbon School or Arts Award School. So yesterday, it was a virtual school. Originally, this event is scheduled to happen at Disneyland, but due to COVID-19, we did it virtually, and we were able to still celebrate virtually. Thank you, those of you who were able to join us to celebrate it virtually. And today, I don't think we have the picture here now, but today we actually received our flag, the California Distinguished School flag, and the glass trophy from the CDE. And if you visit our site, you will see that the flag is now flying, and it's added to our culture, of course, now is a nice seal there. And also we received other gifts from the state with the California Distinguished School logo on it. I wanna give special thanks to Mr. Rubalcaba, our superintendent and CEO, our chief academic officer, Mr. Erdinç Acar, and our chief finance officer, Mr. Serdar Orozo. And I'll explain why I'm giving these names. And I want to give also special thanks to our board members, Dr. Dikpash, Dr. Yapanel. And the reason why I am highlighting the names is we had the event on a Friday. In essence, it was our fault, but they actually survived almost 4-hour traffic from LA to our event on Friday. Thank you for taking the time. Thanks for driving. And thank you, Dr. Dikpash, even staying till almost 11 o'clock to, you know, help us out celebrate the event. So with that, I wanna share one more time that I'm so happy to be a part of our Magnolia Public Schools community. This is my 11th year and I have seen a lot of great things. And hopefully we will have more schools at Magnolia will be receiving a California Distinguished School Award because we deserve it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Searce. With that, Mr. Rubalcaba, do you have any other announcements?
No, with that, I want to turn it over to our board of directors to see if they have any comments. I'll start off with, I'll just open the floor.
So just a word of congratulations to echo the wonderful achievements of the school, and of course to the intrepid travelers from Friday's travel to San Diego. There is something called the train. You might try it sometime. It's just as quick as the car. Not to detract from the wonderful achievements of Magnolia San Diego, and indeed, I suppose, do we have challenges? Can we challenge other schools to achieve the same thing. It would be wonderful to have a series of certificates each year. Congratulations to the leadership at Magnolia San Diego.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rabbi. This is Principal Sirs again. I forgot to add one thing. Our board members, if you have not received one, you will be also getting one of those MSA San Diego, a California Distinguished School t-shirts. We have your sizes and we sent the t-shirts to home office. And also, yes, I think I'm going to challenge MSA 7, my former school, and Principal Megan Wittig, I challenge you to be the next California Distinguished School Award winner.
Challenge accepted, Mr. Sirs. This is Megan Wittig, School Principal MSA 7. We are on it.
Yes, love it.
I also would like to say a few words. First of all, Rabbi, I didn't know the train option. If I knew it, I would have taken it, because I was cursing all the way until I reached the school, whoever made that accident. So it was a hard drive, but the rewards were very immense. I was able to talk with the staff members, enjoy their company, and I've seen great leadership in action at that school. Everybody knew what they were doing, and everybody was on board with the school success. And I could see the teamwork happening right there and then. I would like to congratulate the leadership there, Mr. Serge, and then the deans who contributed to this success, and every single one of the staff members who are part of this success. I am so humbled and so proud to be part of this organization. And that as board members, I told them that we are not up here, we are down here actually supporting you from bottom up, and whatever you need, we are here to help you on behalf of all the board. And also I would like to thank the board members who financially contribute to the gifts. I will send you a detailed amounts of how much I spent, but it made a great difference. So I was able to get them one tumbler, each of them, and then they had their name, MSA San Diego logo with our colors. It was amazing. One of the Turkish immigrants had given them to me at cost. And I also was able to get gifts for the deans and a gift for the principal, additional in addition. And then a little gift for everyone, like socks, toiletries, and teas. It was just amazing how much I could have done with so much, so little money. But your contributions made it possible. I am grateful. And also, I'd like to congratulate MSA Santa Ana as well. What I have seen there was amazing. The school is amazing. The teachers are amazing. The community is amazing. I just would like to see more of these successes. I just want to spend more time with you guys at schools, working with you along your side, helping you out, by the way, not trying to micromanage in any case, but supporting you to the best of my abilities as a board member. Thanks again. I am proud to be part of Magnolia.
Thank you to our board members. Sorry, was there going to be another announcement?
Yes. Hi, Jennifer. This is Sandra Covarrubias. So I wanted to say congrats as well to Santa Ana, Mr. K. Congratulations. And Mr. Serge. We go way back since elementary. So I'm so proud of you guys. And congrats. And I also wanted to make an announcement. And Jennifer, I need your help with this, because I did not look the agenda from the previous meeting. So I don't know if you have that online, just so that I can name the item.
Yeah, which item?
So for the safety, the one that I requested to see if I can get more of a follow-up.
Yeah, the health and safety policy and the IIPP addendum.
Yes. So I made a request on May 13th for a follow-up with our HR director regarding questions I had regarding the health and safety policy. So after receiving the follow-up, I had a few more questions and concerns. So I want to announce publicly to the board members my request to the staff and to the board to bring back the item to further discuss it. I'm not content with some of the items in that agenda on that item. So my concern is regarding the health of our students and families.
So this is Chairman Chaim. I understand that Sanders asking for a motion to reconsider something from a previous meeting.
Yes.
The chairman's entertaining that motion. I understand you're making a motion. Is there a second? I will second it.
I'm not sure if we can do it without agendizing it, Rabbi. This has to go to the next meeting, as far as I know. But yeah, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, that's fine. I think we want a motion to reconsider an item can be either moved to the next meeting or it can be discussed at this meeting.
Is this an item we already approved?
Yes.
Yeah, now Patrick has to make some recommendation. This even above my abilities.
So what's the parliamentary rule on these things?
Well, anything that's going to be discussed at a board meeting has to be agendized. So
okay. It
would be appropriate to put it on the next board meeting agenda.
Okay, that's what the motion is. Sandra, that's your motion, as I understand it.
Yes, if I can make the motion to bring it back in the June meeting, if possible, if that's okay with the C team and Alfredo, just to further discuss it. I'm not comfortable with just allowing for somebody that's already been vaccinated. I understand they're already vaccinated, but they've been exposed. For them not to have to show any negative results to come back to work or have to be quarantined. So that's my concern for those family members that cannot get vaccinated for whatever reason, that either religion reasons or because of medical conditions.
So can we note that we'd like to have that brought to our next meeting? I don't think we need to have a vote on that, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll be added to the June board meeting agenda.
Thank you.
Any further announcements from our board members?
Yes, this is Alfredo. So thank you, Sandra, for bringing it up. And we will definitely entertain the board's wishes, and we will bring it at the next scheduled meeting. We know, obviously, your extensive background in the medical field, so we will make sure to bring it back so we could have an extensive discussion on it. And with that, I wanted to turn it over to Gokhan just to say final words on his wonderful celebration. So, Gokhan.
Thank you. Thank you, Alfredo. And thank you all for the, you know, really great support and those nice congratulations and best wishes. I want to highlight quickly that, you know, all the work that our board does and all the leadership at our home office, it played a really critical role in this achievement. But also I would like to add that, you know, our close relationship with San Diego Unified School District Board and our close work with the charter office and the facilities department, and actually today with the even technology department, it actually, all that teamwork brings this achievement. And I want to actually quickly highlight that as part of the Measure YY grant that we received, we actually got approval today that we will be getting our 500 new Chromebooks in the next month, so that we will start the year really strong with the new equipment for our students. Again, it's a teamwork all the way from everyone at the school to Magnolia Home Office, to Magnolia Board, to San Diego Board, to all the way to the county board members and staff. So we are very lucky to be in San Diego, and we are very proud to be part of MPS. Thank you.
Thank you, Gokhan. And with that, Jen, I'll turn it back over to you so we could get started if there's no other public comment.
Thank you. Any last minute announcements from our board members? Okay, if not, we'll move forward with the agenda, starting with the action items. As mentioned earlier, action item 2A has been tabled to a later board meeting. Next, we'll be moving on to action item 2B, approval of expanded learning opportunity grant plans. This will be presented by Mr. Erdinç Acar, our chief academic officer. Mr. Acar?
Yes, good evening, board members, our wonderful staff and the public. In front of us is the funding available and thankful to our taxpayers and our legislators. We're receiving extra funding to mitigate the effects of COVID-19 as part of Assembly Bill AB 86. We are receiving extra funding and monies to be spent specifically on academic areas. Therefore, our department, academic department, took the lead of helping and guiding our schools in drafting plans which are required by the legislation and to be submitted to the County Office of Education. Jennifer, if you can go to the presentations and in the next pages. Right here, next page. As part of the COVID-19 relief funding, we're receiving funding ranging from 98,000 to a little bit above half $1 million, depending on the school size and the allocation figure. Next page, Jen. This grant is a one-time funding, and it's called a grant, and we will receive half of the money right away, and the half, I believe, in August. And it's going to be spent on the populations that have been adversely affected by COVID-19 pandemic. Next page. We have to spend these monies by August 31st, 2022, which is actually the 22-23 school year. So we'll have the extension in the second year on this funding. Next page. There are priority of areas that these funds can be spent based on local needs. Therefore, the local context is important with stakeholders in the design, communication, and expenditure of these plans. Next page. There are seven areas identified by the legislation. One is the extending instructional learning time, whether it's expanding the school year or day or minutes or hours, with summer programs, intersessions, as well as other instructional programs. Next page. The other area is on accelerating learning progress with tutoring, learning recovery, educator trainings of programs. Next page. Another area is for integrated pupil supports, addressing the barriers of learning, removing barriers such as health, mental health, providing social programs and school meal programs, addressing trauma and social emotional needs of our pupils. Next page. Other four areas, again, in total there are seven. We could spend the monies for community learning hubs, providing access to technology, internet, and other academic supports. The fifth area is for college-going culture, addressing their graduation promotion needs. And the sixth one is for additional academic services such as assessments, diagnostics, monitoring progress, such. And the last area is for training for all staff, including all of the academic areas, trauma-informed practices, engaging pupils and families in addressing our students' social, emotional, and health and academic needs. Next page. So this program requires extensive collaboration with the stakeholders in the design, communication, and expenditure, as I said. Next page. And primarily targeting student populations such as pupils at risk of abuse, neglect, exploitation, homeless, foster youth, English learners, pupils otherwise won't have access to device, software, high-speed internet as such, and also disengaged people, you know, students that we have struggled reaching out, or they can't reach out to us, or they're academically disengaged. Next page. A couple provisions with this funding is, one is distance learning versus in-person learning. About 85% of the funding needs to be spent on in-person learning. And the other provision is on the paraprofessionals, you know, those support staff that we highly have been depending on supporting our student groups. We are asked to keep them and also expand their impact and effect on our schools. But 10% of the funding should be spent on them. Next page. So we took a very detailed approach on this. You know, as the academic department, home office, we attended webinars and sessions to brainstorm where we can spend these monies effectively. We drafted some templates for the school sites to consider and then share with them. The school teams, they embedded their local context as well as you know, getting feedback from their stakeholders, you know, students, teachers, parents, with number of meetings or communication efforts. They shared their plans. They designed and crafted their expenditure plans, as well as planning to communicate their final plans after the approval. So we need to act on this these plans from 10 different school sites, which are attached to this presentation, and we'll submit those plans to our local county office of education by June 5th after the approval. And tonight we'll hear from two principals on their specific plans. The next page, these are some of the ideas that we have been discussing and some of the expenditures here is made to our expanded learning opportunities grants. The others who did not make it to our plans in expanded learning opportunities, we do have funding, again, thanks to the taxpayers, federal and state governments, that we have additional funding that we are earmarking to spend on these areas. As we listed as priority org-wide. Next page is the second page of those items that we listed for consideration. With that, I'm going to turn it over to two of our excellent principals, and we'll start with our wonderful MSA 7 and its principal, Megan Witek. She's going to highlight MSA 7's expanded learning opportunities grants. Jeffrey, it should be in the middle somewhere. Yes, thank you.
Good evening, board members and Magnolia staff and community. I, as Mr. Jar said, I'm gonna share some of the plans that our school site stakeholders decided to use this funding, the ELO grant funding for our school. So if you wanna go ahead and scroll down, I'll just highlight the different areas We had about $217,000 in funds that we were able to use in this particular grant. So the areas that we prioritized after speaking with the academic team, after speaking with our school site council, our staff members, looking at data, trying to identify the areas of highest need after, you know, facing a school closure and a pandemic and learning loss. These were the areas that we decided to prioritize. So if you go ahead and scroll down to section one, keep going. Yeah, so this is kind of just the summary. So extending instructional learning time, which is under the first section, is $119,000 that we prioritized. And this includes making sure that we're able to provide an extensive summer school program for two summers for our students. So that will be this summer and the summer of 2022. And also under this umbrella falls the expenses that will accrue from the extended school year by adding the 5 additional days to our school year in order to mitigate the costs that come from that is under this section as well. The second area, section 2, is accelerating progress to close learning gaps. So under this area, we decided that we wanted to promote one of our part-time aides who support our ELD students, our English language learners, into a full-time position so that she's able to provide more support. Also under this area, we decided that we wanted to bring in an outside tutoring agency to provide additional academic support to our students and families, whether that's on-site or in home, we don't know yet. We will identify a program that we'd like to use. The next area that we prioritized was section 3, integrated student supports to address other barriers. So under this falls a chunk of money that we prioritized for parent academy and parent workshops to support SEL, social emotional learning, and academic support for their students. We did a lot of that this year on transitioning to a distance learning setting. And now transitioning your child back after a year or more of being at home, what does that look like and how can we help you with that? And then also under this, because we added an additional 5 days and every Wednesday will be a minimum day, we needed to make sure that our students who are in our ARC after school program had childcare available to them during that time. So we had to prioritize about $12,000 for those extended days as well. Go ahead and scroll down the next section that we have here, additional academic services for students. This is the adoption of the IXL program under the advisement from our academic team and then us looking at it from a school site. We found that this is going to be a really excellent supplemental program to identify the needs of our students, to benchmark them, and then be able to address what those needs are and give them the support. And we are also excited that we finally found and have adopted a benchmark program for our TK through second grade students. This has been a long time coming and a long conversation, and we're able, you know, to be able to do that now with this funding. And then the last section, the training for school staff on strategies to engage students and families. We have had a great partnership with LACO for some time with our PBIS program. So we went ahead and put that in this section, as well as adding a 3-part series for culturally responsive teaching and implicit bias. So that'll be a 3-part professional development series that we'll be able to provide our entire team. And that all comes to about $217,000. So those were the areas that we prioritized. There were a lot of back and forth. We made sure that it was data informed and all of our stakeholders had, you know, their say and their opportunity to let us know how they best wanted us to use those funds for our school sites.
Thank you, Megan, for the presentation. Next up is our school in City of Bell, and the principal, Jason Hernandez, will highlight his plans.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Jason Hernandez, principal at MSA Bell. Thank you so much for being present here and listening to our plans. By the way, I did not plagiarize Ms. Wittick's plan. A lot of these are very similar in nature, and that goes to, and that's credit to the home office team that's been doing much of this research in order to create templates and have this robust conversation, and then us being able to take it back to our school site and add the local context to it. So I've had an opportunity to have several meetings with families and solicit feedback. And one of the tools I really liked was I was able to get some of my school site council leadership to sit in a meeting, my deans to sit in a meeting, as well as other teacher leaders. And together we're able to work on this like blank slate, like, hey, what is it based on what we're... Well, I have them off right now because I'm at home.
Wait. Can someone mute? I think it's coming from Patrick. Patrick, can you mute? Go ahead, Jason.
So, sorry about that. So, so I was able to sit down, all these wonderful people get together, kind of started on something, getting like their local context, their understanding, obviously from a dean of students perspective, dean of academics, adding parents and other teachers in there from different grade levels. And we're able to kind of list out a whole bunch of things. And then home office provided us the template. And then through that, I was able to fit it in and then be able to share out with the community, able to share out as a Google Doc, which went out to our families, students, our staff. They were given commenting privilege on it. Again, in order to try to find different ways to solicit feedback from our stakeholders. So, our plan, we're provided with 336,966. And so the major areas we hit, Ms. Lara, if you can go up just a little bit, because I think the right above the expenditure plan actually has a good summary. The very last paragraph, there you go. So those bullet points right there are kind of the major areas we hit with this funding. So as we go through those areas, so we're looking at 131,000 going over extended school pay and benefits. So as you know, we are adopting 185 days, and that comes with additional costs. And again, the whole idea behind this is to mitigate the learning loss of our kids. We also have winter session recovery. We got a chance to play around with it this past year. And one of the things we've noticed is that kids really vouch for, and they love the opportunities to have those multiple connection opportunities, whether it be through additional tutoring, summer session, winter session. They're really appreciative of it. So we added those in there. We also added that additional tutoring session. So this allows us this allows for our teachers to, normally they do two a week. Now they're able to do a third one a week. And again, providing that additional support for our staff, which we believe is much more beneficial than actually bringing in somebody else to try to connect with our kids, because our staffs are the one that understand where those learning gaps are for our students. The other area, which is number two, accelerating progress to close the learning gap. We're also putting funding in there for paraprofessionals. We have a very similar model of paraprofessionals that assist our students with special needs. And every year that keeps showing some promising results in our NWEA MAP assessment. And so we want to duplicate that model for our ELs. Our ELs have been one of our biggest strugglers when you take a look at data. So we're hoping if we can replicate that model here, it's going to support them, and we're able to see growth. And, you know, on top of that, you know, these paraprofessionals are not just there to specifically focus on EL. At the end of the day, they're there to focus every single child that goes through that door. Let's see. The other one, which is section three, which is the mental health aspect. We are looking to hire a social worker part-time. We're hoping a social worker can bring us some tools, some training for our staff, some ability to re-engage the students, re-engage our families. So we're really thankful for having this opportunity. We do have a program, Ripple Effect, that we invest in. And again, that helps support the SEL piece for our students. The other category, which is category six, which is the additional academic services. We're spending about $7,500, and this is for the program IXL. One of the beauties of IXL is that it integrates and communicates with NWEA. So NWEA is the assessment we use at our school site. We actually use across MPS. We administer that assessment three times a year, and this way we're able to monitor, see where our kids are at and what areas do they need help in. And so IXL is able to fill in those gaps. And we're hoping through this program and teacher facilitation that students are able to show some tremendous growth this upcoming year. And then number seven relates to training. Training our staff members is super vital. Most of us that go to a credential program, you know, we'll probably take maybe one or two classes related to psych. I was a social science major, so I probably had a little more psych classes than most credentialed folks. And so this training aspect is essential for our staff, especially if we're going to ask them to make such a big lift and support the SEL of our students. It's not just supporting the SEL of our students, but there's times where our teachers have to put on the counseling hat for our families themselves. And there's times where we have to support our own staff. We got to put on that counselor hat, not just for a student, but even for our staff. So we're happy to be able to use some of this funding. Again, very similar to Ms. Wittig, partnered up with LACO for a PBIS program, and it's been a phenomenal ride. It's really helped our teachers grow up. We're excited to continue that partnership. And so that accounts for about $336,000. There's some wiggle room in there because obviously benefits tend to fluctuate, you know, depending on the circumstances of the individual, right? Or maybe a social worker might cost a little bit more. So there's some flexibility in there as far as funding is concerned. But I really want to thank you for giving me the opportunity here to present. Super excited to talk about my school. Thankful to hear about the great accomplishments of MSA San Diego and Ms. Wittig. I'll be excited to cheer you on when you achieve that challenge that GoCon left you. So I'm ready for any questions you might have.
With that, I'll turn over to Jennifer for any questions, comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ajar and Principal. Is there any questions or comments from the public regarding this item?
Jason, the same challenge applies to your school as well.
Hey, we are open for it. I love the challenge and we are excited. We're gonna push through. My staff was actually very committed to wanting to take the S back because they're very confident this year. But you know what? We'll replicate the process even better for following it.
If there's no public comment, board members, do you have any questions or comment regarding this item?
Hi, I do. This is Sandra. It's an FYI. I know Mr. Blanco's not here, but for his plan, I noticed on page 4, he attached Santa Ana's plan. So I don't know if you guys can make that correction before you send it out.
What page, sorry?
Page 4 for the MSA 5's plan.
We'll make the necessary corrections on this. Thanks for catching that. Probably clerical error, but we'll make sure.
Yeah, I think it was either a mistake or I don't know if when this was put together, that page was added by mistake. I don't know. And then also, I was wondering. I noticed some schools have their student groups and. Demographics, is there a way that we can add that to other schools, to like all the schools' plans, or it's not really required?
Because it's not required. It's public data that our demographics are available to anyone through Data Quest in other areas. If this is a specific request, we can comply with yours, but it's not part of the requirement of the grant.
Yeah, it just helped with those schools that did provide it, just more of a breakdown, just a reminder, instead of us going to look for them. So it was just a reminder of the student population and what percentage is for each category, each demographics.
We'll edit those information on other schools as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Any further questions or comments from our board members? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to approve that expanded learning opportunity grants plan for all Magnolia Public Schools. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I move it.
I second it.
With pleasure.
Me too.
Thank you, Dr. Yabano. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapano?
Yes.
Dr. Tikbash?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to action item 2C, approval of 2021 through 22 school calendars for all MPS. This will be presented by Mr. Erdin Chajar, our Chief Academic Officer, and Mr. David Ilmaz, our Chief Accountability Officer.
Good evening, all. Again, this is Erdin Chajar, Chief Academic Officer. Presenting you our 2021-2022 school calendars, academic calendars. This is a standard item every year we bring to your attention and approval. Different than previous years, with what you heard, with expanded learning opportunities and part of the learning loss mitigation plans and dealing with the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemics, many schools, school districts, charters have been considering different approaches, increasing the time on task for kids and the learning time, and that involved, carefully considering our calendars. So we started deliberations on what the options will be and the benefits, pros and cons of extending the school year. We've done preliminary research discussions and wanted to get our stakeholders' feedback on this as well. So specifically with the extended school year, academic school year options, we surveyed our parents as our main stakeholders, as well as our staff. And that process took several weeks. We have the results in front of you. Preliminary, no surprise that parents, mostly they ask for extended school year, in general, and depending on the geographic areas, we have seen different way in different options of calendars. Option one was 189 days. Option two is 185 days, which is, five extra day than the regular calendars. And option three is our regular calendar. If you can browse up a little bit, Jennifer, to highlight parent results. We see, our LA schools, mostly our parents, they want, they waited a little bit higher on the 189 days than the other options. It's fairly close distribution based on number of participants. Santa Ana, as well as similar results to LA schools. And San Diego parents, different than LA parents and Santa Ana area parents, they chose option three over more than option one and two. It broke down a little bit, please, Jennifer. With that, we wanted to survey staff as well. It took two cycles of polling with the staff because especially with LA and Santa Ana, the results of those who want extended school year versus who do not want came pretty close in the first run of the surveys. We want to make sure that we capture the feedback from our hands and arms and ears and eyes on the field, that teachers, they do the work most of the time. They have a lot more say on this. And then we value their professional judgments. So we needed to make sure that we capture everybody. So we rerun the surveys and we capture almost everyone's response, especially from Santa Ana and LA school. So 207 staff responded. in the second round when we eliminated option one, which was the lowest ranked one. So about three teachers, you know, or three staff members waited more on extending the school year for LA school. So that's for LA, if you browse down, Jennifer, a little bit. For Santa Ana as well, we've done the same thing. The preliminary results were pretty close. We want to capture everyone's voice and choice. And after the reruns, the Santa Ana team and the staff, they wanted to mostly comply with Santa Ana Unified School District calendar as well for equity and the operational aspect. So this school is choosing not to extend the school year, staying with 180 days. And the last one, if we browse down a little bit more, this is San Diego's results for the from the preliminary run. That about 76% of the staff, they are fine with 180 days. Granted that they are California distinguished school, they can, they are happy with their current practices, and we applaud them for their success. And then we value their local context on this calendar choice as well. So with that, if you browse down, Jennifer, and a little bit more, we have all three counties calendars here in front of you. Basically, we embedded the national, holidays and the other important dates. The schools are starting in LA in August 11th, in San Diego, August 30th, and Santa Ana, August 16th. LA schools are finishing August 10th, similar date with Santa Ana, and San Diego's finishing it, June 10th, and the San Diego finishing June 17th. We also have the spring breaks and winter breaks aligned with local school calendars. The next steps with the calendars are, if we browse down a little bit, Jennifer, we are a bit more than, we are going to embed the other important dates and events in the calendars. And next page, Jennifer, that we are going to do some minute calculations and the schools will embed their events calendars and then send them for us for approval internally. So with the additional 5 days for LA schools, that requires compensation for salaries and benefits for the extra 5 days that the staff is going to provide instructional services. And that's been calculated by our finance department, thanks to Sardar and his team. You heard from the principals, these funds mostly covered by our extended learning opportunities grants. That's the intent of the grant and legislation to give more opportunities for kids and families. With that in the attachment, you'll see our school calendars and the school districts and counties that we are in and their calendars as well. Turning it back to Jennifer for any questions or comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ajar. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Just to say that we appreciate very much the effort in putting this calculation together and how much benefit I think we will give to our students. And we thank the staff for the effort.
Thank you, Rabbi Belek. With the calendar increase days, actually, we see this as an opportunity to shift certain cultures and practices. So what we are intending with extra 5 days, not only increasing student time on task and learning opportunities increasing, we're also intending specifically to increase the collaboration time between the staff in their schools and also across Magnolias. So with that, we are turning all of our Wednesdays in LA schools as a minimum day Wednesdays. Kids will be dismissing around 1:15, you know, leaving the afternoon for staff to collaborate, plan, and you know, attend the professional development every Wednesday. That's we feel is a game changer for our schools, and especially starting with LA, we'll see the impact hopefully in the next coming school year. So this is an opportunity, and we are carefully planning and intending to elevate it to the next level.
Any further questions or comments from the members of our board? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to approve the 2021 through 22 school calendars for all Magnolia Public Schools. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Second it.
Thank you, Dr. Diklish, for seconding. I'll now take roll call vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapino? Dr. Diklish?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you. Dr. Yapino?
Yes.
No worries. Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next on the agenda, as mentioned earlier, action item 2D has been tabled for a future board meeting. Moving on, we'll go on to 2E, approval of college and career access pathway partnerships, CAP agreement between Magnolia Public Schools and Los Angeles Valley College. This will be presented once again by Mr. Erdinç Acar, our Chief Academic Officer. Mr. Acar?
Good evening, board members. I'm going to keep my spiel short to get to Mr. Avşar to highlight. This is another great news. Our school in the Venice and Calvert area is doing a tremendous job in terms of getting kids college and career ready. The opportunity with Los Angeles Valley College and the partnership increase. So we extended to our school in that area. And this is a great opportunity for our kids to explore. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Avşar. Go ahead, Musa.
Good evening, board members. So we established a partnership with LA Valley College last year, and we offer 3 courses to our students. Almost 50% of our students took advantage of these courses, and then they completed their courses with at least a C. So, and we decided to expand this opportunity, and then we wanted to sign this agreement so our students can take more college courses throughout their high school career. So with this agreement, we are going to offer 17 different courses, and we hand selected these courses. We were in close communication with the counselors from the college, and then we wanted to make sure challenging, but also not too challenging for our students, so they can accomplish and they can complete these classes throughout their high school year. And when they graduate from the high school, our students will be able to get double degree. They are gonna have their high school diploma. And then if they successfully complete all these courses, they will also have an AA degree, and they will be ready to continue their college education in their junior year. So we are really excited, and our parents, we share this with our parents. We share this with our teachers and students, and they are also excited. And with these courses, our students will earn 43 credits. Some of the courses will be happening during the school day, and it's gonna be like our own during our schedule. And then some of the courses will be in the summer. So we are really excited, and hopefully when our students take these courses, they will be college ready. And also this is gonna be the area that we are gonna improve. And then later on, hopefully we are a science academy, and hopefully we are gonna focus on more science related major pathways. This pathway is sociology pathway. So when they graduate, complete these courses, our students will have a sociology AA degree. But again, our main goal is to later on improve this program and then offer a science-related pathway in the future. Thank you so much. Any questions?
Jennifer.
Thank you, Mr. Ajar. Thank you. Mr. Afzar, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yes. So once if they could finish this coursework, they get their associate degrees. Like they only have 2 years of college left to go. Is that true?
That's correct. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. They can continue from their junior year, and they can get accepted to college with both, as a high school student or a transfer degree. So, but yes, they are going to continue from their junior year, and they will spend 2 more years to get a bachelor's degree after this one.
So mentioned that this could be considered as a transfer. Would it make it easier for them to get into better universities if they were applying compared to the situation that they were applying as high school students versus as transfer students? Do you know?
I mean, probably we are going to determine the strategy how we should, apply to colleges, but taking a college course is really prestigious when the student and important for our students to get accepted to really better quality colleges, and colleges specifically looking for those higher level courses like AP courses. We have been offering AP courses for a long time, and college courses are also helping our students to look better to the college admission officers. And our hope our students get Ivy League colleges, get accepted to Ivy League colleges by completing these degrees. Yeah.
So Dr. Yepano, this is Sandra. So to answer your question, yes. So they have to be, they're gonna be freshmen. They're not gonna be considered transfer. So what it is that they're going to be considered freshmen, and but the only difference is that they're going to have credit of a junior. So they're going to be with students that are in their junior year doing classes. And yes, like Mr. Mosa said, that they're going to just worry about 2 more years to get their bachelor's, but they're not considered transfer students, because they're coming from high school.
Okay, thank you for the clarification, but it's still amazing that this means that they could cut their tuition, tuition costs almost by half.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
And they that's my degree. Goal.
Okay, so they work as an associate degree. If they get jobs, they will be well-paying jobs as well, right? They don't need to drop out of college to support family. They could do both with this program.
Yes, exactly. And like Mr. Musa said, that it looks better for them to get into more Ivy schools. It looks better for them to get into their number one school. Like I know that a lot of our Magnolia students want like USC and UCLA. So it opens more doors for them to get into those schools that are normally hard to get into.
And these schools are looking to diversify their student bodies more than ever. I think this is a great chance actually for us to get as many students as possible to those Ivy League schools. We should take advantage of this climate.
Yes. Yeah, that's my goal, like I mentioned before. And that, hopefully with the C team and C Alfredo, we can work on having this program brought to all of our 6-12 schools. 6-12 grade schools, so that we can increase those numbers, so that aside from them having less costs in tuition. A lot of our students, unfortunately, because for family issues, can't afford it, one or two, they have to go to work right after high school to support family members. So this is like a door for them to be able to get ahead and no cost while they're in high school, so that they can either choose to further educate themselves or work and further educate themselves. So there's many options.
This is just amazing, Sandra. Thank you so much for all you do. And I would love to see this at every school. My apologies, Diane. Go ahead, please.
Question to ask, do we have a track record of all of the students who have been participating in this program as to whether they continue with their education or not? Because otherwise, I think that it may be futile, you know, to continue a program that the students are not taking advantage of. So, I mean, I'd like to know if we have a track record of those that have graduated through this and are continuing to go to college and continuing to go to a four-year college to get a higher degree.
It's a new program that MSA 2 started last year and MSA 3, and I think MSA 1 started with some courses as well. I'm not sure of other Magnolias, but it's very new. So the only one that has done it so far has been my son. And there'll be a time where you guys can hear his testimony, but it's amazing what these programs can do for our students.
Actually, okay, I just want to make sure that we do have a track record on these students, because I'd like to see the progression.
Mr. Garnier gave a little bit of a presentation. It was quick, to the academic committee, and he's planning to hopefully bring it into the June meeting so that he can give you guys a little bit of updates regarding his program.
And we do have this program in Santa Ana as well.
Thank you.
One and two don't have the agreements, but they're extensively doing the same practices. But the other schools, they do have the partnership
CCAP agreement. I want to add, so we are following our students when they graduate from us, and we see how they are doing for their higher education. And so there are two types of students. One select to go to a four-year college, and the other students types going to two-year colleges. And when they go to two-year college, it takes longer for them to get transferred. Like one of our best students, like when she was at our school, she completed her AA degree in 5 years and got transferred to San Diego State University. So this is one of the reasons why we are choosing to do this, because students usually choose to go to two-year college because it's cheaper. So we wanna bring this opportunity to them so they can get their AA degree, and then they can continue their education at high school and save 2 years, maybe 4 years, maybe more years, so they can graduate and get their their bachelor's degree. Maybe they will continue with the master's and PhD. So this is gonna make life easier for our students, hopefully. I mean, this is the first time we are, again, the other schools are also doing it. We are gonna start, and we are gonna keep track of the data, hopefully, and then we will see the results for 5 years. But this is a good start for us, and we are really excited, and we are confident that our students are going to do well, and then they are going to go to college and then complete their bachelor's degree faster than the other students that doesn't follow this track.
And then also, for those that started like our programs in junior year and senior year, there's also a program that community colleges are offering that if you can finish your associates within the 2 years, everything's free for them, books, tuition, everything. So there's that option too, that even though that, let's say we didn't catch a lot of our sophomore, junior and senior students, we still, even though, let's say we give them half of our courses or a quarter of them, they can still continue that, but they already are taking those classes, transferring them to their community colleges, and giving them a better chance to finish within those 2 years so that they can have all that tuition free as well.
That's correct. Many community colleges, they do have free tuition, book transportation, even some they accommodation support for the needy and all kids as well. Yeah.
Thank you to our board members. Any further questions or comments? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the board to authorize the College and Career Access Pathways Partnership Agreement between Magnolia Public Schools and Los Angeles Valley College. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make it. I'll move it.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Yapana. I'll now take vote. Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapana?
Yes.
Dr. Dikbas?
Yes.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammeda?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. That concludes all of our action items for tonight's meeting. Moving forward with the agenda, we'll go on to closed session. With that, Rabbi Billick, may you please announce the closed session items?
We have a number of closed session items and we'll report out. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi Billick. For those that need to attend the closed session, the room has been open now. You may join. Those here in open session, you're more than welcome to stay until open session resumes. You can mute yourself and turn off your camera. Welcome back, everyone. Open session starts at 8:09 p.m. With that, Rabbi Billick, may you please report out of closed session. You're on mute, Rabbi.
The board met in closed session. We had a number of things that we discussed with council and a number of things we discussed with staff, and we've directed them in both instances. And I'm ready to entertain a motion for adjournment.
Thank you, Rabbi Billick. We can adjourn the meeting at 8:09 p.m.
Thank you all for your participation.
Good night.
Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone. Take care. Good night. Mm-hmm. Bye.